It is Hank FM and
not necessarily
it is. Sound the bell, cause he is the good news. Hey, Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Perfect for the news lover and you. We welcome our worldwide audience, always with us along for the ride and creating their own show in the comment section on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story would be, well, if this is necessarily a story, but I don't want to look back when we get to November and look back and say, why didn't we start warning people about this? As scientists are now warning, a massive mysterious object is in space. It's about the size of Manhattan. Doesn't appear to be an asteroid. It's got a trajectory that would put it in our orbit. And it's coming right for us.
It's the size of Manhattan.
They say at the rate it's moving, it may be planning a November attack.
Oh, boy.
To our planet.
You know, that's my birthday month, and it's really bad timing. Okay. Someone could just let them know.
All right. We
it's
will,
very inconvenient.
We will get on the,
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
Of the, I'll start building my mountain of mashed potatoes right now, and we'll get right on it. Just wanted to give you a heads up. You know. Thank you.
So the saga of Pam Anderson and Liam Neeson continues, as everyone is wondering if Cupid worked his magic on the set of The Naked Gun. And his latest interview, let's just say there's some serious crushing going on.
I thought, my God, she is so easy on the eyes.
Huh.
And I was really taken with your there-ness. You were absolutely there. It was no high. You know, I knew we had a kind of a chemistry very, very early on.
Yeah, we definitely had a chemistry.
Your there-ness, your eye, it's about us.
And I know where there is, because I will find there if I cannot be there.
Are you okay
and
over
there?
There
you are there.
Goodness.
There you go.
Oh.
It's Liam Neeson. He finds things.
No, I know.
Thanks for playing at home, everybody. This is a wild story. A Nashville area man has been charged with stealing ultimately millions of dollars in cash and crypto from his ex-girlfriend, who just happens to be the widow of George Jones, Nancy Jones. So this kind of unfolded over the weekend. Representative for Nancy Jones confirmed she's the victim in this crime. And this outlet's report, it's 58-year-old Kirk West. He was arrested there at the Nashville International Airport. Quite the to-do. That's a wild place to do that right there. And it was been her long-term romantic partner, as the documents say, but he's been siphoning off money throughout the years. So at least he has now been caught and booked, and no word. I mean, there's like, it could be up to $1.5 million. It's a lot of money right there over the years. So yeah, wild story going on out of Nashville. Hope that
was the boyfriend, not, they were never married.
Yeah. Oof. never married.
So Hulk
Back
Hogan,
to you, Brenda.
No longer of this earth. Thanks, Clint. Make no mistake about it. You can still drink like the Hulkster, brother. His Real American Beer selling out nationwide because fans want to celebrate the man, the icon, the legend behind everything that is Hulk Hogan. Meanwhile, the family cannot decide whether or not to bury him in a suit or spandex. Any thoughts on that? Going to spandex.
I don't think any wrestler's been buried in their gear.
So it's about time?
No.
No. Okay.
No,
yes.
I don't know. That's a good idea.
Ozzy's family really
Undertaker
mad.
Might make sense, yeah. But that's just
Ozzy's family is really mad.
Yeah.
That he's taking all their thunder. Even in death.
Well, Hulk didn't put many people over in his career. Here we go from BBC News Desk. Yeah, not necessarily the news over the weekend. Bicyclist Tadej Pogacar presumably is speechless after winning his fourth Tour de France over the weekend. A quote from bicyclist Tadej Pogačar. There was none because he was speechless. Thank you. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you. So you can read reviews on almost anything you buy on the internet.
Yes.
Or if you really lean into the process. And now you can do it with people. There is a controversial new app that is trending. It's called Tea, where women can leave anonymous reviews about the guys that they've dated.
Spill of that tea.
Yeah. Understandably, this is raising ethical and legal concerns about privacy and accountability.
So proper.
In the meanwhile, you may want to be careful. Because they were recently hacked, and 72,000 images of women's ID cards were then stolen. Meanwhile, there's also a waiting list of 13,000 people to join on.
They leaked the tea.
They did leak the tea.
They did.
They're talking the tea.
Speaking of those that like tea, back to British world. A clip of Peppa Pig has officially been banned in Australia. Because the Australian government said, well, first of all, the clip says that spiders cannot hurt you, says Peppa Pig.
Oh.
But of course, in Australia, everything, including spiders, can. They have that banned that clip. They should just keep going. And then finally, after the Coldplay Jumbotron chaos, Astronomer, the actual company, they hired Coldplay Chris Martin's ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow, as their temporary spokesperson. So Gwyneth Paltrow is now the temporary spokesperson for this company in which the cheating Coldplay thing people worked at. She has further expanded. Gwyneth has evidently the company's focus to make sure through all of this amazing publicity that no one still has any idea what that company actually does.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
No idea.